Now's the perfect time to get your Chevy ready for that next road trip with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. When it comes to service, no one knows your Chevy better. Chevy Drive Chicago. Schedule a service appointment at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer.
We head to Las Vegas for Cindy Perlman-Gaber and the entertainment news, and Jane Fonda with a nice tribute to her ex, Ted Turner. Cindy?
Good morning, Bob. And sad news yesterday with the passing of Ted Turner at age 87. He, of course, is the creator of TBS and CNN, among so many things. His ex-wife, Jane Fonda, they were married from 1991 to 2001, paid a lovely tribute. She said, quote, "He swept into my life a gloriously handsome, deeply romantic, swashbuckling pirate, and I've never been the same. He needed me. No one had ever let me know they needed me, and this wasn't your average human being that needed me," she went on. This was the creator of CNN and Turner Classic Movies, who won America's Cups as the world's greatest sailor. He had a big life, a brilliant mind, and a soaring sense of humor. And she went on to say, "He could take care of me. That was new to me as well. To be needed and cared for simultaneously is transformative. Ted Turner helped me believe in myself." So they had a lovely relationship. They divorced, but they maintained a good friendship all those years. And Jane said, "Life is just too short for fighting."
Yes, they did stay friends. Let's talk about The Bear. We mentioned yesterday that they surprised us by dropping an additional episode. The new season, though, isn't going to be here for a while, right?
Not till June 25th, and bittersweet news, the producers finally confirmed it is the final season, which made me kind of sad for The Bear. So these are the last episodes on FX and Hulu, dropping June 25th. And, of course, like we said yesterday, you can watch this one-off hour-long episode, Gary, with Eben Moss, Bacharach, and John Berthnell, that follows Mickey and Richie on a unique work trip to Gary. Seriously, do not miss this, Bob. It's so great.
What's the Superman news this morning?
Superman is flying again. The cast of the next Superman, every day someone's added. This is Matthew Lillard's week of being added. And the sequel is being called Man of Tomorrow from DC Studios. James Gunn's directing, producing, and writing. A lot of people returning. David Cornsweet is still the Man of Steel. Nicholas Holt, we haven't seen him do his thing too much yet, as Lex Luthor. And the fabulous Rachel Brosnahan as Lois Lane. And also we're going to see a villain in the name of Mr. Terrific. I don't remember him from the old series, but he's the bad guy this time.
Next summer, it'll be a blockbuster. This summer, we're going to get the Anthony Bourdain biopic. And the trailer's out, isn't it?
A fantastic trailer's out. You don't even know it's Anthony Bourdain in this trailer until the end, where they say his name. But this stars Dominic Sessa, who was so good in that movie, The Holdovers. He stars as Bourdain at age 19. It's one of those slice-of-life movies. This is set in 1975. Where he goes into his first restaurant and learns the chaotic world of restaurants, this one in Providence, Massachusetts. And it's a summer that shapes his life, because remember, he wanted to be an author. The chef part sort of came second. And Bourdain always said, "I'm a writer, but I do know how to cook." So this looks super good. Released in August, called Tony.
I'm really interested in this story about the actress who played Meadow on The Sopranos. She's got a new book out, and she revealed quite a secret, didn't she?
She did. She was diagnosed with MS during the making of The Sopranos, during that last year. And she told no one, which makes sense. You know, you never know as an actress you could be let go in a job. But finally, one day, James Gandolfini, the late, great James Gandolfini, came up and said, "What is wrong?" And she said she collapsed like a puddle into his arms and told him, and only him, that she had MS. And quietly, he was a guy of little fanfare. He started contributing to MS funds in her name. And the interesting thing is, he contributed through his will. The estate's been contributing all these years, even now, to MS funds. And she couldn't say enough in this book about what an amazing guy he is. And I did get to interview him once, and he was completely amazing. And it was at a time where there were rumors his parents were in the mob, which was so ridiculous. And he said, no, they weren't. They were high school janitors, and he just didn't talk about it that much. Not because he was embarrassed by it, but by the fact that it was just private. So he was really an interesting guy.
I always wanted to meet him, a serious actor, and a very humble person, wasn't he?
A humble person, and I asked many times what was going to happen on The Sopranos, and he got that twinkle in his eye. And he goes, if you ask me one more time, I'm going to do something. And so, of course, I did. And he put me in a headlock. And I got to say, Bob, it was the most fabulous headlock of my entire life and maybe the only headlock.
I love it. Jamie Lynn Siegler's new book is called And So It Is, A Memoir of Acceptance and Hope. And finally, let's talk about Ella Langley. But first, listen to this. That is a big hit, isn't it?
She is a big hit. She's only 27. She holds right now the top three songs on Billboard's Hot Country Music chart. Be There, I Can't Love You Anymore, and This New Choose in Texas. She's only the second woman ever after Beyonce to hit that mark. And Beyonce hit it with Cowboy Carter. So this is a pretty big deal. And she has a cool video, too, for that Choose in Texas. It stars Yellowstone's Luke Grimes, who is the son, and also her good friend Miranda Lambert. And there's this weird rumor out there that she's actually sisters with Miranda Lambert. Not true. They're close friends and collaborators who call each other soul sisters. Lambert calls her my dog-loving country music sister. And then they're part of this group of female artists that call themselves the Sisterhood. So pretty cute.
Elsa Langley, also starring in a Chase Bank commercial. Cindy Perlman-Gaber in Las Vegas. Thank you, Cindy. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.